This has been Bloke Hour. Gonna move into another dark hour of music on the radio, but not without leaving you with some tunes to carry you over to the next set. Have a good night.
Right.
This is
Nighty Night.
The Gorillaz.
He's coming up, 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 he's coming up. It's there. Oh. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Kim and I are here in the dark.
It's pitch black in here.
Yeah, as I'm sure you've heard. I don't know how long you've been listening to WMFO, like,
everyone's
tonight. If you've been here for more than 20 minutes, chances are someone has mentioned that we're in the dark.
Yeah.
Tonight's my night.
Yay!
So I curate a little set. It's very quiet. if you're listening to the radio to not fall asleep behind the wheel, I recommend that you change the station because this will put you to sleep. And we'll probably be napping over here in the dark studio.
Oh yeah, I'm so freaking tired. So I worked really hard and finished a big philosophy essay right before this. So I'm drained. I've been doing that all day. And I woke up at 6:30 this morning.
Beautiful day today.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was spring at its finest. Yep. But this is moon music. Tonight is the waning gibbous.
Yeah. I guess that is sort of waning gibbous music.
Yeah,
I don't know. Take it as you will.
Yeah.
For now, this is Constantine.
And Kim.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Good thing I have that memorized because we can't see the little placard on the wall that says it.
How could you not have it memorized?
I mean, Amelia didn't have it memorized last semester.
Really?
Yeah, she's always like, this is Amelia and you're listening to 91.5 FM Freeform Radio.
That's so funny.
No shade. We love you, Amelia.
I was just talking to her today. We tried to FaceTime, but she's like all worried about finding musicians for next semester. She's like, everyone's taken. But we'll figure it out.
We'll be so fine. This is like, our VELT levels are a bit higher. We're trust down. We are like, you know, still like 4 or 5 months away. So I think we'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, like, she's like worried because she wants to be in a band next year.
Okay. Well, those are sort of things that just happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
We're going to get to it. I'll talk about the songs after, but for now, enjoy the rich layers of sound that are about to grace your eardrums.
friend a coming song. The fire in bends, the flower gardens, the quiet dense spaces. Escape back to the sea. Escape, honey, my break, honey, my escape, honey, my one breath at a time. Oh. fail. In time you'll suffer. These pages just to see the author.
Yeah.
We're back. I'm going to try not to talk too loud because this song is quite quiet in general. Even the latter parts are mixed quietly. So if you turned up your speakers, I don't want to hurt your ears, but I guess now you've had a fair warning. So, thank you. the first song that was played was Siemens.Bioport by Graham. The second one was The Ape Prince by Dawuna, the first song off his album, which came out about a year ago, called Glasslit Dream. He's a friend of a friend, and I'm a big fan of his music, so this is probably the third or fourth time I've played a track off that album on the air, and I recommend you go listen to it. It's called Glasslit Dream by Dawuna, and now this is Heather by Billy Cobham. If you recognize this song but haven't heard it, it might be because it's sampled in 93 to Infinity, which is quite popular.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. What do you think, Kim?
I like it. I was telling Constantine, this feels very him, because it's dark in here. We may or may not have turned off the AC just for a second. So it's silent, but just the music in the background, and we put his sweatshirt over the computer. So
the computer was so bright.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
Yeah. Constantine and I went to this Planetarium Radiohead show thing a few months ago.
Yeah.
And this is really reminiscent of that.
Yeah. I honestly.
It was not the best.
It was not the best. I had my expectations pretty high.
I know. Yeah. Well, the concept is so great. It could have been actually life changing. But the problem was that the visuals actually sucked.
Yeah.
So.
My friend Rachel says to say hi. So hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
This next song's for you, Rachel, because you know it and you like it.
Okay.
But for now, we have a little PSA.
30-second public service announcement, specifically. Thinking of adding a pet to your family, the Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Adopt, don't shop.
That's me when I say WMFO.
WMFO. Well, yeah. I'm enjoying so far. Definitely different than what I did.
I really enjoyed your set, too. I meant to tell you that I was listening to a lot of those songs a lot last week.
Yeah, I tried.
Especially the Blood Orange one.
It took me way too long to do that.
Yeah.
But thanks. Yeah, I really like this, too. I had my little ambient phase.
Yeah.
It
sure is pretty.
But
me too. I'm still in it.
I was gonna say, you live in an ambient phase, so that's just who you are, and we all accept you.
Yeah, I like it. I'm
so
I'm happy the way I am. Okay, this next one's a little bit of a vibe shift, and then we're gonna return to some quieter stuff towards the end of the hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
ASMR.
Thank you.
Yeah, the chair's really squeaky.
It's really annoying.
It's funny listening to other people's shows and hearing the chairs squeak.
Yeah, it's very irritating. Gotta get that fixed right after we get the power back.
Yeah. Tell me about it. The Wi-Fi actually went out like halfway through that song and I was scared. Because,
major panic.
You know.
None of, who knows?
These are not downloaded to my computer. So if Spotify stops, like...
Okay. Some people download everything. Some people don't download anything. Personally, I heart every single song that I like at all. So I have like 10,000. Okay, but I have all of my liked songs downloaded. So whenever
I don't
like
because
something, it automatically.
When I bought my phone and my computer, I like cheaped out and got the one with the lowest storage, and now I have like storage problems. It was stupid. I should have.
Yeah. That was on you.
Storage is kind of a good investment.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
then you don't have to
depends,
worry about it.
But sometimes.
Yeah, well, yeah. We don't go a show without playing Beach House.
Yeah, this is actually another Beach House song that we're talking over right now. It's called Rain and Numbers. It's the hidden track at the end of Heart and Lungs, which is their last song on their first album.
Yeah, we love Beach House, but I knew that first song, Bluebird.
Yeah, I love
the
Bluebird.
The second one I have never heard. And it's great. So great pick. The way the like notes and like overlap
and the percussion. It's so beautiful. Okay. First of all, two things. That song is House on the Hill. It's off their first album, their self-titled album,
which you can no longer get on vinyl. right?
Which you can no longer, well, you have, yeah. Which you haven't been able to get on vinyl in like 10 years, so I really missed the boat on that one. Yeah, that whole album is so, it's really beautiful though, and I think it's like, it feels a little bit different from the other stuff, so. Yeah. There was something else I was going to say, but I totally forgot it.
I don't know. I can't read your mind, so. Not quite sure.
Okay, well. I guess let's get back to it. The next one's a little bit slower. It's called Saku by Susumu Yokota. Enjoy. Thank you. All right, we're back. If it sounds like there's more background noise, it's because the AC is on.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it was never off.
Allegedly,
though.
It was never off.
Yeah. yeah. Okay. Well, those were two of my favorite ambient tracks ever. The first one is Saku by Susumu Yokota. Rest in peace, even though he died like 15 years ago. The second one is A Stream with Bright Fish by Harold Budd and Brian Eno off their album, The Pearl.
Brian Eno just makes me have such a mental, what's it called? Association to Joel. Joel, yeah. Shout out. He
yeah,
might be
shout
listening.
Out Joel. There's no, I doubt he's listening.
I appreciate
but shout out
you.
Joel. Joel, I'm sorry if we...
We've
leave
been
the studio a mess.
Up.
Yeah,
I, honestly,
we're
I
really
think,
doing our best.
I think we're really clean. I think we leave
think
it
we
so
too.
Much better than
I agree.
Like anyone else who would use it.
But Joel, seriously, if you're listening, like email.
Let us know if there's anything else
yeah,
you
but,
want
but
us
let
to
us
do.
Know if there's anything else we could do. I really recommend this album, though. This might be my favorite ambient
listening.
Album ever, The Pearl.
Oh yeah.
By Bud and Eno. Mm-hmm. Joel's definitely heard it because he's a big Eno fan.
You have my number, Joel.
Yeah, this is a fact. Okay. oh, yeah, this song that's playing right now underneath our voices is An Echo of Night, also from The Pearl.
Oh, I know that one. Isn't that...
It?
Oh, never mind.
It echoes the motif from Against the Sky, which I think is so beautiful. It's like sort of a reprise. It comes like... All
that's,
the way at the end of the album.
That's the first, Against the Sky was the first, right? That was the first song that you were, like,
yeah.
Showed me. You were like, you have to listen to this song. And I
yeah.
Listened to it, and it was like.
It's so good.
What, however many minutes it is of, like, just very, very, like, ambient. And
yeah,
I was
yeah.
Just like, that was, like, one of my first impressions of you. I was like, interesting, this is the song.
For those who are unfamiliar with ambient, it's sort of, like, a rhythmless, well, here. Okay, the song's over. But it's sort of a rhythmless like collection of soothing noises is how I would describe mm-hmm. it. It sort of like bathes you in sound. It's like it's the most
it's an experience.
Epic experience ever.
Yeah.
If you the way I got into it actually, like ambient music as a whole is showering at night with the lights off.
Well, your
like
shower is crazy.
Yeah, my shower is
I
crazy.
I had the pleasure of seeing Constantine's
yeah, Kim's
humble
the only
abode.
Toughest person who's ever been at my house.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your showers, or your just bathroom is very majestic, so I understand.
It just has a skylight. I feel like that's it.
Yeah, and it's like gray or white. I don't remember. It just looks nice. It looks nice.
Anyway.
Even enough about Constantine's bathroom.
Even without the skylight, though, like, if you're ever tired and in a dark space and you put on
yeah.
ambient music, like, you will.
Yeah.
It'll be really nice.
Yeah. So many times I, like, put on my, like, nice little lights in my room.
Yeah.
And I just put in my little earphones.
Yeah.
And I do my ZZZ playlist.
All right. Well, stay tuned for next week. Also, stay tuned for Isaac's show, Hour to Kill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure he'll have a great set ready, as usual. Yeah. Next week, we will be playing a lot of...
Are you going to say it?
No, I'm not going to say
okay.
it. A lot of one artist who you probably
you
know...
Would never expect.
And who you would never expect most.
I've definitely said that they are one of my favorite artists, top two of all time.
Wow.
On the show.
And I've been into them, but I don't know if...
But I don't know if people know.
Yeah. But
it's
stay tuned, because we're going to have... It's going to be like
it's going to be a huge vibe switch.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We're going to have it very...
We're going to have... we're going to have discussion.
Informed decisions. I mean, informed ideas and discussions about
yeah.
the situation.
There's
going to
be a lot
hand.
Of, like, facts involved, so hopefully we don't get them wrong, and, like, someone calls in and it's like, no, that's not what happened.
I think I know what happened, so...
Yeah. Well, we're going to watch a documentary about
happened.
It
yeah.
tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. Well, for now, this has been Constantine.
And Kim.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes. Thank you, Constantine, for a great set.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I vibed like very, very nicely in here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play us out with Us and Them by Pink Floyd.
Oh, like, yes.
Pretty decently on brand with the set that I put together, and also like is a little bit more active to hopefully transition to Isaac. So, yeah.
Yay.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.